Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation Board of Directors meeting and product showcase took place this past week in St. Louis, as several experts spoke on the state of the global marketplace for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb. In his address to USMEF members, President and CEO Philip Tsang emphasized the advantages of having experienced staff stationed in major markets.
When you go to a foreign market, many times you know what you're saying, but you know what your customers are hearing. And I think this is very important. I think this is something that we learned very early on at the U.S. Meat Export Federation, that you really can't take anything for granted, and you really have to understand the culture to be a factor in these markets.
And speaking of those markets, a new agricultural trade office in northeast China recently opened, as John Brewer, administrator of USDA's Foreign Ag Service, said this is an excellent opportunity for U.S. agriculture.
I am pleased to announce that on May 13th, ATO Shenyang officially opened to the public. Our office in Shenyang will focus on the northeast region of China, which has a population of 100 million. In fact, the very first cooperator meeting held at that office was with the Federation's Shenyang-based representative. We appreciate the support that the Federation China team have provided the ATO staff, such as sharing Federation local contacts and helping FAS actually establish the ATO.
For more information about this meeting, log on to usmef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.